Hi, this is Rick Allison. I'm here on Cygnus Radio from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday. Some old school, freeform radio. You never know what's coming up next. Largely because I don't know what's coming up next. Tune in.
Metal Dad Radio Show, back at it again, up in the irons, as we always do.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Metal Dad Radio Show. I'm Metal Dad. That's Candyman. And as we do most weeks, starting off the show, Iron Maiden kicking us off. Murders in the Rue Morgue. Now, we are not doing a Halloween-themed show this year because we feel that our show is Halloween-themed every week. This is by far the spoopiest show on Cygnus Radio, and we just felt that, like, what else could we do to make this show sound evil and creepy? We do it every week.
I mean, I think that's a pretty spot-on assessment. By definition, this show is Halloween-y.
We have in the past done things like dropped in horror movie samples and horror movie theme songs and different things like that. I went a different direction this year. But that did not stop us from doing an Iron Maiden song based off an Edgar Allan Poe story, Murders in the Rue Morgue. There you go. All right, so let's go into some new stuff. We've got the heavy metal wheel genres this week, and we've got some killer albums celebrating anniversaries, like hugely influential albums celebrating anniversaries this week. But let's start with a band out of the UK that I really dig, who's got a new record coming out through Nuclear Blast on November 3rd. The band is Green Lung, and their new album, This Heathen Land, drops in a few weeks. Let's do a single off it right now. This one's called Mountain Throne. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back.
came with his way.
Metal Dad Radio Show. Just ripping through a pretty eclectic block of new stuff right there. We went all over the genre map, but I love it. Great choices.
We did. We flew all over the place on that new block of music. But that right there was a band, actually a one-man project out of the UK called Girdlia. And they just put a record out called Spellbinder back in April, which I missed. And I'm trying to go back now. It's that time of year where I go back and try and find the new stuff that I haven't listened to in full or that I completely missed in order to, as best as I can, formulate our year-end list, right?
Absolutely.
And I really enjoyed this Girdlia record. Speak of the Devil is the name of the track. Before that, we gave you a thrash band that has been around for a hot minute, Sadus. And they have a new record coming out November 17th through Nuclear Blast called The Shadow Inside. And we gave you a track called Scorched and Burnt. And then starting off the block, Green Lung from the UK. They've got a new record out on Nuclear Blast November 3rd called This Heathen Land. And we gave you one of the singles off it called Mountain Throne. So there you go. All right. It's time now for the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres. The Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres. For those who are new to this show, my man, the Candyman, put together a wheel that I can actually spin on a website that has every single conceivable metal genre. And then from there, he created more wheels of every conceivable metal subgenre within each genre. It's a thing of beauty. It truly is. And this week, the Heavy Metal Wheel of Genres came up with Avant-garde black metal. Now, we recently did, I believe, avant-garde death metal about 2 or 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. So clearly the Wheel of Genres wants us to get weird.
Wants us to get funky. You know, what can you do if the wheel wants that?
As you know, I like to try and find new releases whenever we do this special block. And you can't talk about avant-garde black metal without talking about Fantafaxith, who has a new record out, who we have played tracks before. Mm-hmm. And I thought this is a great reason to play another one because I like this record a lot. Hive Mind Narcosis is the name of the record. Came out through Dark Descent on June 2nd. Let's give you a track off this right now. This one's called Mind of the Sun. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Thank you.
Metal Dad Radio Show. We just absolutely shredded through some grim, bizarre black metal for you right there. That avant-garde black metal block. Thank you, Metal Dad.
Yeah, I like my black metal weird. I'm not gonna, I mean, so I grew up obviously on second wave black metal. I really like grim lo-fi black metal from that era. I'm a huge fan, and even now when bands try to mimic that, if they do it well, I dig it. But I really like this wave over the last decade of just avant-garde weirdness in black metal, because it has kept the genre interesting in my mind. Just my opinion.
I wholeheartedly agree. I feel like, and I was thinking about this as this block was playing, there are a lot of genres now that are so oversaturated with people just doing the same thing, and there's not a lot of innovation. And I think black metal definitely has that to some extent, but it's one of the few metal genres that's as old as it is that is still seeing a lot of innovation over the last decade or so.
Yeah, I agree with that. So that right there is a band out of Ireland called Moloch, M-O-L-E-K-H. They put out a record in March called Ritus through Bent Window Records. We gave you the track Vocare Pulvere, which is Latin, something about dust. I don't speak Latin. Before that was a band from Finland called Henget, who in May put out a record called Beyond North Star through Season of Mist. We did play a track of this from this album once before. We gave you the opening number, Dive, was the name of that one. And then starting off the block, Thanatophaxeth, Hive Mind Narcosis. That record dropped June 2nd through Dark Descent. Definitely an end-of-the-year album list candidate, this record right here, yes?
100%.
Agreed. Mind of the Sun was the name of that track. I think we've played two or three songs off that album so far, and I've loved everything I've heard. All right. It's time for us to do some anniversaries. These are all albums celebrating anniversaries this week. You have claimed that this is one of our greatest anniversary blocks ever.
I will die on that hill, and I think any reasonable metalhead would too after hearing this.
I am in agreement with you. I was excited as I was putting it together. And we're going to start with a band that, if it wasn't for this band, none of the three bands we just played would exist. Could you agree with that?
I can agree to that.
The band is Celtic Frost. October 27th, 1985, they released their album To Megatherion through Noise Records. Change the game, kids. Let's give you one of my favorite Frost tunes. This one is called Circle of the Tyrants. Metal Dad Radio.
The center of the blade. All the daring.
I know. You're probably all in awe right now, understanding why I said that is maybe the greatest anniversary block the Metal Dad has ever cooked up for us.
Yeah, it just so happens that three of the greatest bands in metal history all released albums at some point this week throughout the 1980s. Those all came out in the 80s, by the way. Bolt Thrower, Realm of Chaos, Slaves to Darkness, October 28th, 1989, came out through Earache Records, one of the greatest death metal albums of all time. There's just no arguing that. No argument. Before that, Merciful Fate, October 30th, 1983, they dropped their debut full-length record, Melissa, through Roadrunner Records. One of the greatest metal albums of all time. One of my personal top five metal albums of all time.
That's a W. I would, for a long time, this was like top three for me, and I would still put it top five for sure.
By the way, that Bolthor track was Drowned in Torment, if you didn't know. The Merciful Fate track is Evil, the album opener, one of my all-time favorite Fate tunes. And then starting off the block, Celtic Frost, October 27th, 1985, they released Two Megatherion through Noise Records. And again, just a game-changing album. We were talking off-air about imagining someone like Fenriz from Darkthrone sitting in his room in, you know, Norway, listening to these Celtic Frost and Merciful Fate albums for the first time, and just how evil and crazy they were for 83 and 85. I mean, like, come on. Look at what else even in the metal scene was going on in 83 and 85. Nothing that evil. Nothing that heavy.
Yeah, I mean, the most evil thing that you had in 83 and 85 was some of the more grim thrash, right? You had early Slayer, and you had some of the German bands starting to drop stuff. But that didn't even compare to this.
True. Slayer had already put out records by 83, and they were absolutely more heavy and more evil than any other thrash band in the world. And then you had a lot of the Teutonic bands were starting to put albums out, Creator, Sodom, yes. But the whole vibe, man, was just brilliant. I loved it. All right, so time for us to finish off now as the tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band. And, of course, that would be
Black Sabbath.
Black Sabbath, indeed. Not celebrating an anniversary this week. This album came out in December of 1973. But this album, we will, and one of the reasons why I wanted to mention this, we will be doing a 50th anniversary of this record in December. Just like we did with the first four records, we gave the 50th anniversary treatment. We will be doing the same with Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, which might be the best Black Sabbath record. It might be. You could make an argument for it.
I think it is.
I know you do. That's why I said that. So at the beginning of December, we will have our special 50th anniversary of Sabbath Bloody Sabbath, which might be our final show before we do our double year end. So December is going to be huge. Stay tuned. But let's finish off right now with one of my all-time favorite Black Sabbath numbers. This is A National Acrobat. Until next week, kids.
I am the world that finds you. We'll be right back.